Congressman Ford.
Hi, Mr. President.
Terry?
How are you
coming on your SST thing? Any new developments?
I think the odds are swinging for us, but I try to be realistic to just keep the pressure on.
Right.
I think we've got five switches. I think the percentage on absenteeism will be with us. I think the people that didn't vote the last time, but who will be back, the percentage will be with us. So if all those assumptions are right, we're going to win by a minimum of five votes.
What is the enemy doing?
We haven't seen any evidence yet, which is part of our strategy, of course, to have a low profile and surprise them. But I'm sure there'll be a lot of telegrams tomorrow.
Right.
Now, I called John Mitchell, as you asked him.
Yeah.
He was out in California.
Yeah.
And he had talked to Clem Stone, and he asked Clem to call me and give me a report. Clem had talked to Daley, and we've had two or three conversations back, and we are continuing to work on Daley with Clem and other people.
Yeah.
They, in turn, are supposed to work on three or four of the Chicago Democratic contingents. I think we're going to...
Does Clem think that he can get a couple of them or not?
Well, yes.
Does he think Daley's going to help or not?
He
doesn't know.
He isn't sure, but he is doing it, and he was going to call Daley back. I talked to him about 5:30.
Good.
He's going to call Daley back to find out what Daley has done.
Now,
yes.
What do you want me to do tomorrow? You're at the luncheon tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes, Clark spoke to me about that, and the possibility is you're going down to Lester's office.
I just wonder, I just think it's a bad deal.
I do too.
I can't break into the luncheon, and that's too important a luncheon to break into.
And furthermore, you're up there in effect lobbying, and it can't be disguised.
Well, couldn't bring some of those guys in at 8 o'clock tomorrow? Could we? Are there four or five that you really think
would rather
not do it? Huh?
Not do it. I think we're doing all right.
All right. Well, they know how strongly I feel,
that's right.
And I don't really think that my just flipping them around is. Well, we'll take your leadership on it. I just think walking out of that luncheon, though, when John or somebody suggested it at Clark, I just think that would be bad.
Oh, I think it would be very badly misunderstood, and I think it's just something we should not do.
Okay.
Very, very well advised.
Okay.
Now, if we find that at that time there's some people you ought to talk to, I'll give you some names, and you can call them and get back down.
Yeah. What time will the vote be?
About 2 or 3, 2 or 3 o'clock.
Oh, you won't have a long debate then?
No. I think everybody...
Then... Right.
Might go to 4, but
yeah.
Not much beyond.
Good. Regard to the other operation on Wilbur.
Right.
Wilbur certainly took an awful hard line in Tennessee, didn't he? Yes, that worked out all right.
I thought it worked
fine.
Very well.
Well, thanks to you. You pulled it off, I think. Now, with regard to Wilbur, you still think we ought to have the breakfast?
I think that's a good idea.
Wednesday morning.
Have
well, I'd have the people we had this morning, actually.
Right. Wilbur and John.
Wilbur and John Burns, and I think you should be there. Don't you think so?
Well, unless you think that's,
maybe... Putting too much pressure on Wilbur.
I'd love to be there, but I'm not sure that...
Do you think Albert should come with you?
No, because he hasn't been in on it.
Mm-hmm.
I really...
All right, maybe just John and Wilbur.
With John Conley and George,
right.
So I'll be glad to come.
No, I see your point. I think maybe you shouldn't come.
Now that gets a little part of you.
Right, we'll keep you out of it then. We'll... Just if you can sort of see that John Burns is You just got to go along, that's all.
I think she's all signed up.
You do?
Well,
what they said, yeah.
What they said, I know John well enough to know that he's been working for a bargain and he's got one.
Yeah.
That he could buy and get himself off the hook.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I think that the temper of the whole thing could be well affected. You know, the failure of these demonstrations last week was a plus for us. I think
right.
That, do you think, find a better mood among our guys as a result of that? I would hope so.
And as a result, I don't think we're going to see the effort tomorrow in a meaningful way of kind of set a base.
You don't? Uh-huh.
Now, there'll be an effort, I'm sure, but
yeah.
I don't think it'll be meaningful.
Good. Okay, Jerry, thank you.
Nice to talk to you.